Okay. Well, looks like Obama Lawn Care has a long road to hoe. Obama Lawn Care. Well, what do you know?
Live from Fargo, North Dakota to Columbia, South Carolina, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, paleo blogger and author John Durant, all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who asks, how do you like his costume? It's Michael Feldman.
Oh, boy. Wonder Woman there. She's Wonder Woman. You know the brunette hair?
It's a thing, huh?
Apparently, it's a thing I didn't know I had at this late date.
Yeah.
How do you like that? It's very nice. Wonder Woman, ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Nix, in full costume.
Almost.
Too bad we're on radio. I've often said that, though. Let's see. In the news, several congressmen are secretly pleased as punch with their Obamacare coverage. Speaker John Boehner, for example, is getting a new spine. It's covered. Obamacare is going to a scratch-off lottery system. You scratch four, you get coverage head to toe. Now you can sign up with a note tied to a rock thrown through Catherine Sebelius's window. That's the other. Very easy sign up, really. Simple. You know, lots of folks are going overseas for health care now. Did you know a hip in Belgium is one quarter the cost? But how do you know it's not chocolate? That's the only problem. Even if it's good chocolate, still, you don't want a chocolate hip. Coming soon, of course, a Call of Duty Obamacare for Xbox. In non-Obamacare news, McDonald's workers' Mac resource site for underpaid workers suggests Mac welfare. Really did, too, actually. That's kind of not even funny. The galaxy 30 billion light years away sounds promising. If you have the time, you know. A German Chancellor Angela Merkel complains when nobody calls either. If nothing else, the NSA taps have brought Germany and France together. Not an easy thing to do. NSA taps? Taps for NSA? Possible headline, I'm thinking. 35 world leaders tap, but only Berlusconi is worth listening to. Must be a lot of roaming charges, I would imagine. You're tapping everybody in the world, I think it would be prohibitive after a while. In Greece, DNA tests prove blonde children occur randomly. I think we all know cases. The coldest object in the universe, surprisingly, not anybody I know. Okay, I shouldn't have put that in there. Wasn't funny, and I'll hear about it. Junk DNA now thought to be responsible for your face. For one's face. Washing your hands after a failed task makes you feel more optimistic, unless the water is scalding, which sends you into depression and a downward spiral. More female officials in NCAA football. Really, the only difference is no booth reviews. She says, goes. I had to explain that. I'm surprised. I thought that was so obvious that I didn't say that. Due to concussions, Brett Favre now thinks he's the Fonz. Memory loss, huh? How convenient, Brett. Elation at discovery of a vegetarian piranha, muted somewhat when found to eat vegetarians. I knew there was a catch in that piranha story. Regardless of outcome of the World Series, I predict this is the last year for beards. Looking like the Hebrew National Salamis of the Chabad League. Does not inspire fear in opponents. Republicans now squabbling over which way immigration should go, in or out. Survey finds the best place to be a woman is anywhere you are, dear. And women, once again, it's the century of the women. It's another woman thing. Women are better at multitasking. Men are better at multi-having to do it. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Multi-thanks. Okay, some of that is true. Some of it is a slight exaggeration, but not much. And Freak Fest, it's Freak Fest weekend coming up here, so let your freak flag fly if you got one. And I think that means hair, doesn't it? Freak flag? It was your long hair, I think, is freak flag. I always imagined it would be. Like you're a freak flag.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Jimi Hendrix.
What?
It's from a Jimi Hendrix song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Which song?
It kind of slips my mind, but it was on like one of his first albums.
Oh, okay.